我想我今天的那个交通的题目呢，就是我情愿。
Today my sharing is I'm willing。
啊，在这个词，就中文这个我情愿这个词里面，我把它感觉有两个方面的感觉。
In this Chinese word I'm willing, I seem to have two sides to it。
一个方面是就是我愿意，我甘心乐意 ，I'm willing。
On one hand, it means I'm willing。
啊，另外一个方面就是我宁愿或是我宁可。
On the other hand, it means I'd rather。
等一下，在我一些圣经的例子里面呢，中文会有这个我这个情愿这个方面的词。
We will see in Bible passages, sometimes it says, I'd rather.
但是这个它的英文或是原文并不一定有这个词。
But in the original text or in English, there might not be this word.
但是它里面的那个意思呢，就有这个我情愿的意思。
But in those words, the meaning is either I'm willing or I'd rather.
这个事情哈，只要回到我信主蛮就是比较早期信主的时候。
This goes back to when I first believed.
在蛮久以前的时候 ,Andrew 有介绍过我们一首诗歌。
A long time ago, Andrew shared a hymn with us.
啊，这首诗歌的歌名就叫做主啊我情愿。
This hymn was titled, Oh Lord, I'm Willing.
那我会有多一点的印象，因为它是一个台湾的弟兄写的。
I have more recollection of this hymn because it was written by a brother in Taiwan.
那他本人本身呢，也是一位音乐家。
And he is a musician by training.
对，我后来也知道，就是慧婷跟他是其实是认识的。
And I found out that actually Jackie knew him.
那这个是比较早期的时候，我对。我情愿的一个印象。
This is an early impression I had regarding I'm willing.
那主要是我去年的时候呢，我想到不晓得为什么就主给了我这三个字。
I don't know why, but last year the Lord gave me these three words.
然后我就觉得这是一个基督徒一个非常美好的一个态度。
And I thought this is a very good attitude for a Christian.
不过当时一直我也没什么内容，我就心中就只有三个字，我情愿。
But I didn't have any content to share. I just had these three words, I am willing.
直到上一次我交通了一个题目叫做愿主吸引我。
Until last time, I shared with you the topic of May the Lord draw me.
那我才回头想到说，这个我情愿呢，其实就是愿主吸引我之后。人的下一个应有的反应。
Then I realized that I am willing is the reaction, the proper response to after the Lord draws us.
我们翻开那个雅歌书。
Let us turn to the Song of Solomon.
雅歌书的第一章第四节。
Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 4.
雅歌书第一章第四节，我只念前面这一句。
Song of Solomon 1:4, the first half.
那我愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Draw me away, we will run after you.
对，这个好像是一个女子这一方呢，她心中的一个心愿说，愿我的良人，我所爱的那位。多多来吸引我。
This is from the perspective of the beloved to her beloved that may her beloved draw her.
然后到了第二章的第七节。
And turn to chapter 2 verse 7.
他说耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们不要惊动。不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases.
当然在这个这个原文里面呢，我插开一点点哈，这个在原文里面他并没有指明说不要惊动谁。
In the original text, let me have a tangent, that it does not say do not stir up what or who.
对，所以有的英文的翻译是不要惊动 it, 不要惊动那一个。
Therefore, in English, some translations says do not stir up it.
但是当我们读这个雅歌书的时候，
But when we are reading the Song of Solomon,
你会发现有的时候是这位女子在讲话。
Sometimes, the Shulamite is speaking.
有的时候是这位良人，这个王在讲话。
And sometimes it is the beloved, the king, who is speaking.
所以根据这个上下文的意思呢，这边对我来讲，我们今天是看说，这边是这位男的王对着这个女子所讲的。
So from the context, we can see that this is the male, the king, who is speaking to the female, the Shulamite.
也就是说，这位王呢，他心中说，不要惊动他。
Therefore, we can see that the king in his heart says, "Do not stir her up."
对，不要用外面的力量去把她叫醒，或是去强迫她。
Do not compel her or use outward force to awaken her.
对，但愿我只愿意说，等她自己情愿，她自己有个心愿要起来。
I want to wait until she has that will within her to be awakened.
所以这边给我们一个清楚的一条线，就是当我们的主为主他找我们的时候呢，他是用一个吸引的力量。
So we can see clearly that when the Lord is looking for us, he is using a drawing to draw us.
所以我上次讲说，当我们这个信主这件事情呢，神要恢复一个神对人的一个吸引。
Last time I shared that the Lord wants a relationship with men, that it is based out of drawing us.
接下来呢，你就会发现人这边要怎么去反应这件事情。
Then what after that? Then we need to know how to respond to this.
所以有的时候我们也知道说福音朋友会问一个问题。
Sometimes we know that gospel friends might ask a question.
他说神如果是这么伟大的话呢，为什么不造人的时候就把人造的已经是信主了呢？
If God is so great, how come he doesn't create us in a way that we already believe him?
对，我们知道这个事情的当中一个重要的原因跟他的答案。
We know there is an important principle and also answer to this question.
就是说神造人的时候呢，把一个自由意志放在人的心里面。
When God created man, he placed within us a free will.
他在这个信主的事情上面呢，他是尊重人的一个选择，他的自由意志。
In the matter of believing him, he respects our free will.
所以他要人能够甘心乐意，他愿意要来信主。
He wants us to willingly believe him.
所以对于我们这些已经信主的人也一样，神也不勉强。
It's the same way for those of us who already accepted him. He does not compel us.
对，很多时候他在那里吸引我们，在那里鼓舞我们。
Often he is drawing us or he's encouraging us.
但是呢，他不勉强，他等着我们这些人呢，心甘情愿的来做这个拣选。
He doesn't force us, but he waits until we're willingly come to choose him.
对，有时候跟一些刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹谈受浸的事情。
Perhaps when we are talking to new believers about baptism.
对，一些年前，有的时候我会比较倾向要去多多正面的鼓励跟催促。
In the past, I would often want to positively encourage and hasten them.
但是慢慢的呢，我觉得这件事情
But now, as I am sharing with them, I notice that I tell them that there is no compulsion here.
对，我希望弟兄姊妹信主的之后呢，他愿意拣选这个受浸的见证。
So I wish that brothers and sisters, after they believe the Lord, they can accept and choose baptism.
那当然，有的时候这个弟兄或姊妹已经蛮清楚信主的话，我还是会有一些多一点鼓励。
Of course, when we know that a brother or sister already believes the Lord, shortly, then I would have some encouragement.
但是慢慢的，我比较里面有一个感觉倾向，但愿这个弟兄或姊妹呢，他心中是乐意做这个受浸的见证。
But I would rather that the brothers and sisters have this willing heart to choose to be baptized.
对。所以我刚刚讲到受浸的话，盼望弟兄姊妹是乐意做这个见证。
I was talking about baptism. I wish that brothers and sisters will willingly choose to accept this.
然后在这个奉献的事情上面呢，保罗是这么说的。
Regarding consecration, Paul says it this way.
他说，我是以神的慈悲劝你们要将身体献上。
He says that I beseech you by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
对，保罗是一个能够传递信息非常就很强的能够传递信息的一个弟兄。
Paul is a brother who can speak a message very strongly.
但是在这个奉献的事情上面，他说我只能够在旁边劝你们。
But on this matter of living sacrifice or consecration, he could only say, I beseech you.
因为这件事情不是我能够勉强你的。
Because this is not a matter where I could force you.
这件事情特别需要弟兄姊妹是从心里面我心甘情愿要奉献给主。
In this matter especially, we need brothers and sisters to from our hearts willingly offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
在那个五饼二鱼的神迹之后
，After the miracle of the five loaves of bread and two fish，
然后主耶稣有一次就讲到说，我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
He says, "My body is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed."
然后有的门徒们就听了说，这话甚难，谁能听得懂呢
？Then the disciples says, "This word is severe. Who can understand?"
所以有许多的这些原本跟随主的人就多有退去的。
So a lot of people who were following the Lord were departing.
然后主耶稣就问彼得说，就说就其这个比较核心的门徒说，你们也要去吗
？Then the Lord spoke to Peter and the core disciples. Do you also want to go away?
所以你会发现，主耶稣在这个跟随主的事情上面，他也没有勉强这些门徒。
So we find out that the Lord, on this matter of following the Lord, he also does not force his disciples.
没有错，他当然希望所有的人都做一个跟从主的人，因为那是祝福。
Of course, he wants all people to follow him because that is a blessing.
但是如果一个人他心中不愿意的话，他说，那主耶稣就说，那我就不勉强你们。
But if someone is unwilling, the Lord says, I will not force you.
好，所以从主的那一面呢，他等候我们这些人情愿。
From the Lord's perspective, he is waiting for us to be willing.
但是也不要误解说，好像主在，好像这整件事情是一个消极的事情。
But do not misunderstand. This is not a matter that is only passive.
但在我们这边呢，我们就知道说。从主那里有一个爱的要求，从主那边有他预备的福气。
From our perspective, we must know that he has a requirement of love. It is for the sake of our gain.
那从我们这里呢，我们就有一个反应是说，我是否情愿
？Then from our perspective, then we have a response. Are we willing?
我是否乐意答应？我是否甚至定义要答应主。
Am I willing to accept, or perhaps am I even determined that I want to accept him?
就算家里面反对我信主，反对我受浸。
Even if my family members are against me believing the Lord or to be baptized.
但为着今天我真的得救的缘故，我情愿要受浸。
But because I am truly born again, therefore I want to be, I'd rather be baptized.
没有错，今天在一些奉献的事情上面，好像有一个钥匙我交不出去。
Of course, indeed, in some matters of consecration, there seems to be a key that I'm unwilling to give up.
但是有一位弟兄叫 F.B. Meyer.
There's a brother named F.B. Meyer.
我交不出去，但是你让我愿意。
He says, I am unwilling, but make me willing.
主啊，你知道在我心里面的深处，我是愿意的。
Lord, you know in the depths of my heart, I am willing.
有的时候呢，我们可能像彼得一样，我可以回去打鱼，我有其他的路可以走。
Sometimes we could be like Peter, we could go back to fish because we have other ways that we can walk.
但是在各式各样的选择里面，主啊，我情愿选择你的永生之道。
But in all various matters, Lord, I rather choose your words of eternal life.
所以在过去的时候，我知道我情愿这个词呢，最深刻的一个例子就是玛利亚的例子，就是主耶稣肉身的母亲。
The example that comes to my mind most clearly regarding I'm willing is of the story of Mary, the physical mother of Jesus.
但感谢主啊，这个 Andrew 弟兄上次已经提过玛利亚的事情。
We thank the Lord that our brother Andrew already mentioned Mary last week.
所以我今天用玛利亚当这个例子呢，算是复习跟补充。
So today I will use the example of Mary, as a review and supplement.
我们翻到路加福音1章38。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 1 verse 38.
路加福音1章38节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 38.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
哦，没念完哈，天使就离开她去了。
And the angel departed from her.
这边的意思就是说，我是主的奴仆啦，就是主的使女。
Here the meaning is, I am his servant, I am his maid servant.
对，有的翻译是讲到他是我是帮 maid.
In some translation it says, I am his bond maid.
对，就是我情愿，我宁可照着你的话，愿你的话成就在我的身上。
I am willing, and in fact, I'd rather have it be done to me according to your word.
稍微有一点点的背景哈，如果我们看路加福音1章20节。
There's some background, let's turn to chapter 1 verse 20.
到了时候这话必然应验，只因你不信，你必哑巴不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。
But behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time.
然后1章36节
Chapter 1 verse 36
况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。
Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren.
然后第1章45节
Chapter 1 verse 45
这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord.
然后46到48
46-48
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。
My And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed.
然后56节。
56。
玛利亚和以利沙伯同住约有三个月就回家去了。
And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house.
在这个玛利亚童女怀孕之前
，Before Mary gave birth as a virgin，
有一对夫妇叫做撒加利亚跟以利沙伯。
There is a couple named Zacharias and Elizabeth。
然后以利沙伯是应该是玛利亚的亲戚。
Elizabeth is Mary's relative。
啊，这对夫妇呢已经年纪很老了。
This is an old couple。
但是呢。因着他们是一对敬虔爱主的夫妇
But because they are pious and love the Lord,
虽然他们已经几乎不可能生孩子了
even though it is almost impossible for them to have a child,
因为他们年纪已经非常老迈
because they are very old,
但是神祝福他们让施洗约翰从他们在老迈的时候能够生出来
But the Lord blessed them that through themJohn the Baptist would be born out of their old age.
然后在这件事情的时候，你会发现，当天当那个使者加那个加百列跟那个撒加利亚显现的时候
，and when the then we know that when Gabriel came and appeared to Mary,
撒加利亚
，sorry, appeared to Zacharias.
然后撒加利亚有点不相信，因为他们太老了。
Zacharias couldn't believe because they're way too old.
啊，结果因为他的不幸，所以暂时他的嘴巴就变得哑巴了。
Because he didn't believe, so he was temporarily mute.
然后后来伊丽莎伯她那个怀孕的时候，她就隐藏起来，没有告诉大家。
So when Elizabeth became pregnant, she hid the fact from others.
然后当玛利亚在碰到这个加百列向玛利亚显现的时候。
And after Gabriel appeared to Mary,
这个玛利亚非常的这个姊妹实在是非常的特别。
This Mary, this sister, she's quite special.
当她接受上次 Andrew 提到，当她接受这个非常非常为难的一个应许的时候
，Andrew mentioned this last time. When she was accepting this very difficult promise.
他有一个反应，他说：“我情愿照着主的旨意。”
She has a attitude that is, I'm willing to do it according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常艰难的情愿。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very difficult I'm willing.
有的时候你说，某个事情我愿意，或是某个事情我愿意这样子去做。
Sometimes in a matter you said, I'm willing to do this, I'm willing to do that.
大致上不是那么的困难。
Generally speaking, it is not that difficult.
但是这件事情是我们姊妹一生当中恐怕是一个最难的愿意。
But this willingness might be the most difficult willingness that our sister faced in her entire life.
对我玛利亚这位姊妹 跟我不一样。
Mary, this sister, she's different from I.
有时候我碰到一些事情我都不用大脑 我也没有去想太多后果。
Sometimes when I encounter some things, I don't even think about the consequences.
可是这位姊妹她是一个会反复思想的人。
But we know that this sister is one who will keep these things in her heart and ponder them.
对我相信她接受这个要童女生子的这个应许的时候呢他会想一些后果。
I believe that when she was accepting this promise that she will be a virgin giving birth to a child, she would have thought about consequences.
所以之前提过了一个就是未婚怀孕会被律法的规定里面石头打死的。
It was already mentioned last time that if there's a child born out of wedlock,Then during that time, the law says she will be stoned to death.
你就算你逃过一死，你这个婚姻也完了。
Even if you are able to escape that, your marriage is over.
难道他不晓得吗？
Does Mary not know this?
但是因着这个姊妹，她单纯的向着主，她宁愿选择神的旨意。
But because she is simple before the Lord, she rather choose the according to God's will.
对，我个人感觉就是这是一个非常艰难的一个愿意。
Personally, I feel like this is a willingness that is very difficult.
所以神借着以利沙伯这个年长的姊妹呢，给她一些鼓励。
Therefore, God used the elderly sister Elizabeth to give her some encouragement.
她说啊，你的这个亲戚以利沙伯其实已经怀孕六个月了。
He said, your relative Elizabeth actually is already pregnant for 6 months.
那个也是一个神迹。
That is also a miracle.
所以当玛利亚这个回应这个天使之后呢，他就急忙的赶快去找以利沙伯。
So after Mary responded to the angel, she went immediately to find Elizabeth.
然后以利沙伯里面那个怀孕的胎呢，就印证这个玛利亚所得到的这件事情。
And the baby inside of Elizabeth confirmed what God had told Mary.
他就说哈，你这个相信的女子是有福的。
She says, blessed is she who believed.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们继续读刚才46节之后呢，这是玛利亚的一个赞美的诗。
Then we read just now verses 46 onward. This is a song of praise from Mary.
他说啊，我的心尊主为大，我的这个整个人呢，只要显明主，把主显大。
Here it says, my soul magnifies the Lord. I want to magnify His greatness.
很稀奇的，当他这样子情愿顺服之后呢，他里面就有一个以我的救主为乐的这样一个经历。
Very interestingly, after she is willing to go according to the will of God, she has a joy within.
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们缺少喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we have a lack of joy.
因为我们的情愿太少。
Because we were not willing enough.
他不仅因为神给拣选他而喜乐，而且是因着他的情愿的反应更加的喜乐。
She rejoices not just because the Lord chose her, but more also because she responded with willingness.
当我在读他的这几句的赞美诗的时候，
When I was reading these words of praise from her,
对我发现就是包含以利沙伯的这个 comment, 我发现玛利亚是相信神的应许。
And also from Elizabeth's comment, I know that Mary believes the promise of God.
她至少相信说这个孩子这个救主一定会出生的。
At the very least, she believes that this child will be born.
但是在这个诗歌里面呢，我好像看不到她有太多考虑她自己的未来。
But in this psalm, it does not seem to be that Mary had thought too much about her own outcome.
她想到的就是说，神要借着她呢，叫以色列能够得福。
She is thinking that through him or through her, the Israel will be blessed.
所以这个诗歌里面呢，充满了让主显大，充满了这个喜乐。
So this song is full of magnifying the Lord and also praising the Lord.
但是我似乎看不出来，他不一定知道，在他孩子出生之后，他的人生安全或是他的婚姻有任何的保障。
But it does not seem to be that she knows what will happen to herself after the child is born, whether she would have security or not.
那我突然有一个很深的感觉，这位姊妹就是雅歌里面王所恋慕的那个女子。
I suddenly have this feeling that this sister is the one who is spoken of in the Song of Solomon that where the king loved this woman.
她整个的表现，整个的顺服，整个的情愿，我相信我们的主是被她所吸引的。
The, her entire attitude, she is willing, she'd rather that this is that attitude.
这个我情愿的这个表现哈，其实里面包含了很多的内容。
Regarding I'd rather, there is a lot of various content.
在上次的时候 ，Andrew 提到要怎么样产生爱。
Last time Andrew shared on how to produce love.
他是讲分他分享了。提摩太前书的第一章第五节
He mentioned 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
他说命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你读的时候是听的时候，你会不会有个疑问？
Brothers and sisters, I wonder when you're reading this, do you have a question?
对，我会这样子去想哈。你说我要产生一个爱。
I would think this way. I want to have love.
对，我会想到说啊，我要把心归给主，我要多多的对主有感情，我要多多接受主的爱的浇灌。我会想到这些。
I would think of that I need to give my heart to the Lord. I need to love him. I need to have his love fill me.
但是很稀奇的，属灵的事情就是这样子。
But very interestingly, spiritual matter is this.
当你有一个注意你的心思，注意你的良心，注意你的信心的时候，表面上好像跟爱没有直接关系。
But when you're, putting your focusing on your mind, your conscience, and your faith, and outwardly it seems like these have nothing to do with the love.
但其实这些事情呢，会叫我们里面生出对神的爱。
But these things will cause us to have love. The love will be born out of these things.
然后彼得在彼得后书，他其实也是这么说的。
And Peter in 2 Peter, he said this as well.
他说啊，我们要殷勤。
We have to be diligent.
然后我们有了信心就要加上德行。
If we have faith, we need to add to it virtue.
然后他就对他要加就加加加加加到最后呢最后就加上爱。
And then he kept adding more and more onto it, and the last item is love.
我觉得啊在这个我情愿这件事情里面也包含了很多的很多的态度。
I think in this matter, I'd rather, there's a lot of different attitudes.
当玛利亚说我情愿的时候呢，她里面对主是有个信心的。
When Mary said I'd rather, she has a faith.
她信得过神能够使童女怀孕生子。
She has faith that God can cause a virgin to give birth.
然后里面也带着顺服。
And there's also submission.
他说我不理解这件事情为什么要这个方式要这个遭遇要临到我。
I don't understand why you're doing things this way, why does these things have to come to me?
但是我因着里面那个顺服的缘故呢我就接受。
But because of my submission within, I will accept this.
然后这个情愿里面你发现它也包含了奉献。
And in this matter of I'd rather,there's also, consecration.
我的婚姻，我的生命，我的这些所有少女的名誉，我通通必须要交给奉献给主。
My marriage, my life, my good name as a young female virgin, all these I have to consecrate to the Lord.
然后这里面也包含了一个拣选，就是我要拣选主在我身上的任何的安排。
And there's also a matter of choosing that I will choose according to the Lord's arrangement.
并且里面也带进说我是一个愿意爱神的旨意的人。
Then also that I have a love towards God's will.
也就是说跟我这些可能发生的遭遇相比我宁愿选择要神的旨意来成就。
In other words, in comparison with all the other things that could have happened to me, I'd rather have it be done according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹， 简简单单的一个我情愿的一个反应。
Brothers and sisters, this simple response of I'd rather.
你会发现里面包含了许许多多属灵的品质。
We find that this encompasses so many different, spiritual quality.
我们里面的信心，我们的顺服，我们的奉献，我们的拣选。
Our faith, our submission, our consecration, and our choosing.
在这个，所以当这个，这边有些那个，在我们主耶稣被钉十字架受死的时候
，When our Lord was crucified on the cross，
我们看到这些人哈，他们心中非常的刚硬。
We see that there are people who are very stubborn in their hearts。
对，比拉多给他们一个选择，我可以放了主耶稣，放了耶稣，或者我可以放了那个巴拉巴那个强盗。
Pontius Pilate gave them a choice. I could either release Jesus or I can release this Barabbas, this criminal.
对，但是呢，他们这些人呢，心硬，他们说啊，我们宁愿选择释放那个强盗。
But they had a stubborn heart and said they would rather release the criminal.
但是呢，当我们回到克西玛尼园的时候
，But when we return to the scene at the Garden of Gethsemane，
对，在路加福音的时候那边记载
，In Luke it says，
那在路加福音22:42哈，我就不翻了。
Okay，In Luke 22:42 we will not read it。
当主耶稣跪下来向父神祷告
，When the Lord knelt down to pray，
他说啊，我的父，如果你愿意的话。求你把这个杯撤去。
He prayed, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me.
但是不要照着我的意思，仍然要照着你的意思。
Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
然后路加这位医生呢，他在记载这件事情的时候，他把一个细节写出来。
And when Luke, this doctor, was writing this, he recorded a detail.
他说啊，我们的主在祷告，在求父神的时候呢，他的汗珠如大雪点一般的滴下来。
He said that when our Lord is praying earnestly, that his sweat dropped like great drops of blood.
好像当一个人非常忧伤至极的时候呢，他的一些微血管破裂，他流的汗好像带着血滴出来。
It is as if the man is.In such agony, then when there's micro wounds on the face, and so the sweat drops like blood.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们主耶稣来讲，这是一个非常艰难的情愿。
Brothers and sisters, to our Lord, this is a very difficult. I'm willing.
但是呢，他宁可选择全世界的罪归到他的身上。
But he'd rather choose for the sins of this entire world to be put on his shoulders.
他宁愿选择父神掩面不看他。
He'd rather choose to have the Father turn away and not look at him.
他宁愿为我们这些抵挡轻看他的人而受死。
He'd rather be crucified for people who were against him, who belittled him.
弟兄姊妹，在这个我情愿里面呢，好像带着那个比较温柔的、柔性的、心中的爱的发表。
In this matter of I'd rather, it seems like there's a component of a gentleness, of love from within.
但是里面也带着一个非常坚强、刚性的一个我定义要拣选神的旨意。
But also there is this component of a very strong will saying, I will choose what God has chosen.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个让我们思想一个事情。
So brothers and sisters, let us meditate upon this.
好像有一个天平。
There seems to be a balance.
那这边是神的旨意。
On one hand, it is the will of God.
那这边可能是一个 更舒服更好的环境。
On the other hand, it might be a more comfortable environment.
我愿意选择哪一边呢？
Which one would I rather have?
有的时候这边神的旨意是我们不喜欢的遭遇。
Sometimes on this side with God's will, it is things that we do not want.
然后另外一边是否是其实是我们比较 prefer, 就我们比较喜欢的一个情况。
But on the other hand, it could be something that we prefer more.
有时候这一边呢是我不了解不理解好像也觉得是一个不合理的对待。
Or on this side, it could be that we do not understand, we do not know why this would be done to us.
然后很多时候另外一边呢是一个顺利一个非常明了的一个状态。
But on the other hand, it could be something that's easy for us to comprehend.
然后有时候这一边呢是我的权利被侵犯。
So on this side, it could be that my rights are being violated.
然后另外一边可能就是我被尊重。我的权利被保全了。
On the other side, it could be my, I am respected and I have retained my rights.
弟兄姊妹，如果这一边是我们不太喜欢、不太理解的，却是神的旨意，我们要问一个问题：我是否仍然情愿
？Brothers and sisters, we have to ask a question. If on this side it's something that we don't like, and it is but what is God wants, then we have to ask: Are we?Still willing, do we rather have his will?
我们看一下哥林多前书第六章第七节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7.
哥林多前书第六章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7.
你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated?
对，我跟某一些弟兄姊妹稍微交通过了一下。
I have shared this with some brothers and sisters.
就是当那一次我们在就是我们要买聚会的场所的时候，我们出了价。
When we were buying a meeting place, we gave an offer.
当我们已经觉得我们照着我们所理解的市场的价格提出了非常优厚的一个 offer, 一个提价的时候。
When we thought we gave a very reasonable offer, in fact, favorable offer according to market conditions.
然后对方提回来呢把它加了许多的钱达到了120 150万。
And the seller countered offered and added a lot of money to the balance of 1.5 million.
哇，那个时候当我知道对方有这个反应的时候心里还是有一点不平也有点气愤。
When I found out this reaction, this response from the other, the seller,I had this feeling of this is unright, and in fact, I have some anger.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹曾经跟那个卖主碰过面。
I know some brothers and sisters have met the seller.
对，基本上对他的这个印象其实基本上还是不错的。
Our impression of him is pretty good generally.
但是当这个钱回来的时候呢？我有时候把它想成那种我不知道怎么讲 ，vampire， 就是有点像那个吸血鬼的样子。
When this counter offer came back, I imagined him as a vampire.
就是好像那种贪得无厌的嘴脸的感觉。
I have a picture him that he is very greedy for money.
但是有一天当我开车去上班的时候
，But one day when I was driving to work,
然后神就给我一句话，就是这句话。
And the Lord gave me a verse, and it is this verse.
他说你为什么不情愿受欺，为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
He says, why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated?
所以我仔细再去思想的话， 的时候呢，我发现如果这个是神的要求，是神的心愿，我为什么不情愿呢？
Then when I was meditating upon this, if this is the Lord's if this is God's requirement, then why do I not have a attitude of I'd rather?
啊，当然后来之后，这个 owner 他写了一封很诚恳的信，我们大概就可以理解他为什么这样子要求了。
Later on, this owner wrote a very sincere letter, so we can comprehend why he had this ask.
但是感谢主，至少对我个人来讲，在我明白这个原因之前。
But I thank the Lord because before I knew of this reason.
那我就学了一个功课，我情愿要主的旨意，我情愿愿意要主的要求，我希望心中没有这种不平的感觉。
That I already learned this lesson that I'd rather have God's requirement, I'd rather have God's will. So I would not have this feeling inside.
对，有的时候如果弟兄姊妹，你们如果提到你现在关在家里常常在洗碗的话。
brothers and sisters, if you're thinking about that you're now at home, all day and you have to wash dishes,
我会很注意你在讲什么，跟这个洗碗有关系。
I would pay very much attention to what you're talking about regarding washing dishes.
因为洗碗这件事情我学了好多年学不好。
Because I learned the lesson of dishwashing for many years to no avail.
不是说我洗不洗得干净啊，我是说我情不情愿洗碗。
It is not whether I have the technical skills to wash the dishes clean, but rather whether I have the attitude of willing to wash dishes.
啊，弟兄姊妹啊，你知道吗？在这个家庭或是在一个有 roommate 团体的生活里面
，Brothers and sisters, do you know that in a family or a roommate situation?
但特别是指家庭
，especially for households.
如果我们愿意在主面前学习我情愿。
If we're willing to be before the Lord and learn the lesson of I'd rather,
你知道可以避免多少的破碎。
We could have a lot of broken family avoided.
对，有的时候我觉得这个事情为什么我来做呢？
Sometimes we feel, why do I have to do this thing?
然后这个或是另外一个情形是为什么这是我的权利，你为什么要侵犯我呢？
Or, this is my right. Why do you violate my right?
弟兄姊妹，这个时候是在我们生活当中学习在主面前说，主啊，我情愿吃亏。
Brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity in our daily lives, daily living, that we can be before the Lord and say, learn this lesson of, Lord, I'd rather be cheated.
对，严格来讲，有很多时候其实不是我们吃亏，是我们自己觉得吃亏啊。
Strictly speaking, it is not necessarily that we are cheated, but we feel that we have been cheated.
在我们翻到这个以赛亚书第六章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
然后，以赛亚书的第六章第八跟九节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8 and 9.
对不起，以赛亚书第六章八到十节。
Actually, 8 to 10.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。他说，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，要使这百姓心蒙之油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，变得医治。
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and tell this people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive. Make the heart of the people, this people dull, and their eyes heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed."
我之前曾经提过这个以赛亚书的第六章，在那个讲到震动的时候。
I have mentioned Isaiah chapter 6 when I was sharing about shaking.
以赛亚在这个第六章的描述里面呢，他经过了震动，并且看见了异象，看见了主。
At the beginning of Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah has endured shaking and he has had a vision of God.
然后圣洁的主呢，坐在那个高高的宝座上。
The Holy Lord is sitting on the throne.
然后他就突然觉得他那个嘴唇很不洁净。
And he felt that he had, as a person with unclean lips.
所以特别他是个先知哈，他要为主说话。
He is a prophet. He is a mouthpiece for the Lord.
哎，他突然发现他是一个嘴唇不洁净的人。
He found out that he is a man of unclean lips.
然后当他看见主之后呢，主就洁净了他的嘴。
But once he saw God, the Lord in his vision, the Lord cleansed his unclean lips.
然后洁净了之后呢，主就说：“我可以差遣谁呢？”
Once he his unclean lips were purified, The God asked, whom can I send?
然后以赛亚就说，主啊，我在这里，我愿意， I'm ready.
Isaiah here says, Lord, I am here, I am willing, I am ready.
我是上次讲完之后，我继续回头来看这段圣经，有一个感觉。
And after I shared this passage last time, then I came back and read it again, and I had this feeling.
因为以前当我读到九到十节的时候，我一直都不太明白。
Because in the past when I read verse 9 and verse 10, I do not fully understand.
就说明明这个以赛亚是被差遣的一个先知。
Because Isaiah is a prophet sent by the Lord.
但是神又告诉他说，你去告诉百姓啊，他们听根本就听不明白的。
But then God told him, you are going to go tell the people that they could not understand.
然后眼睛也看不见。
And their eyes cannot see.
我以前有个想法，就是说，哎呀，这个很无奈，因为这个以色列人心太刚硬了，听不进去。
I had a feeling in the past that I would think this is a helpless situation because Israel is hardened and cannot hear this message.
但是我那次读的时候，突然有一个比较不一样的感觉。
But then last time I read this, I suddenly had a different kind of feeling.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，如果你是以赛亚，你是那位先知，神又告诉你说，你去讲话的时候呢，根本没有效果。
Brothers and sisters, think about this. If you were that prophet and God told you, you were going to go speak, but it will be of no effect.
我不晓得你会有什么反应哈。
What kind of response would you have?
有的时候我们会想说，明明就没有效果，为什么我还要花力气去传递话语呢？
Perhaps I would have this feeling. So you already tell me it will be of no effect. Why do I still toil and preach this message?
我今天嘴唇洁净了，然后我能够为主说话了。
Today my lips have been purified and I can speak for the Lord.
我的目的就是希望神的百姓能够听见神的话。能够回转。
And my purpose would be to spread the word of the Lord so that they will turn and return to the Lord.
但是似乎神已经先跟他讲了，你现在去传我的话，但是人不听，没有果效的。
But God seems to have already told him that you are going to go preach and but that will have no effect.
所以那一次哈，当我去体会以赛亚的时候呢，我发现他心里面的感觉是说，主啊，就算没有果效，我也情愿要为你说话。
Then I suddenly realized when I was meditating upon Isaiah's heart condition, it must be, Lord, even if this is going to have no effect, I'd rather have your will.
不管人的反应如何，主啊，我只听你的差遣。
No matter.How people will respond, I only hear your what you have sent.
Yeah. 在你的这个差遣跟这个我这个得果效或是说我这个服事很有能力的这个相比的话，我宁愿选择我只要你差遣我的旨意。
On the balance of you sending me versus I can speak with effect. I'd rather choose that the fact that you sent me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲到在家庭里面生活的情愿。
Brothers and sisters, I just shared on I'd rather in this matter of I'd rather in a family situation.
我现在讲到的是我们在侍奉当中的情愿。
Now I'm speaking of the matter of I'd rather in the matter of service.
我们服侍一个福音朋友，他不听啊。
We are serving a gospel friend, and this friend does not listen.
你花了很多的力气去关心他，希望他能够信主，但是没有果效。
You spent a lot of time and effort to care for this friend, but wanting the friend to believe the Lord, but there's no effect.
但是只要这件事是神给我的，给我们的负担，给你的负担，我情愿浪费，或是说，就是情愿就花费我的时间在这件事情上面。
But if this is a matter that God has placed as a burden for you, then you say, even if I still rather spend all this time.
所以我们不要为着服侍人没有感谢或是别人不接受就变成沮丧。
So let us not become disheartened when we serve people and get no thanks or no acceptance.
只要我们心里面说，主啊，我情愿只要是你的心意，只要是你的差遣，我情愿这样子做，不管他后面是如何。
As long as we have this attitude within our hearts that, Lord, as long as this is your will, this is the mission that you have sent me to, then I'd rather have this regardless of what happens.
这个应该都是我们服侍弟兄姊妹、服侍人的态度。
This should be our attitude when we are serving our brothers and sisters and serving other men.
我最后再讲一个弟兄的故事。
I'll conclude with a testimony of a brother.
我就是有一个弟兄哈，就是我以前提过在西岸聚会认识的。
I have mentioned this brother before. I've met him at West Coast Christian Conference.
然后这个弟兄我第一次认识他的时候，我觉得他这个人很喜乐。
The first time I met him, I thought this brother is very joyful.
那但是让我更加比较惊讶的是说，我后来发现说他的孩子可能是唐氏症吧。
What shocked me was later I found out that his child, I think has Down syndrome.
就是说他的情况是有点缺陷的，并不像正常的孩子那个样子。
So this child has certain deficiencies unlike other children.
其实我虽然不能够直接的理解他的经历，但是我能够体会一点点。
Even though I could not fully comprehend his experiences, but I could notice something.
因为我以前曾经有个同学，他的弟弟就是有点像这种情况。
Because I had a classmate before who had a younger brother who had this similar situation.
对，我到他们家的时候呢，他的弟弟其实那时候已经是十几岁国中的年纪。
When I went to visit them in their house, his younger brother is already in his teens.
所以但是他的那个表现好像跟一两岁的小 baby 一样。
But his mannerism is as if he is one or two years old like a baby.
哇，那时候我有个印象，这个真的是一个非常困难的情况。
Then I had the impression that this is a very difficult situation.
我以后回想，我发现我那个同学的父母亲其实老得很快的。
Then when I look back, I can remember that my classmate's parents grew old very quickly.
有一次西岸聚会的下午呢，请我们这位弟兄做见证。
One afternoon at the West Coast Christian Conference, we asked this brother to give a testimony.
他很敞开的说。
He very openly shared.
他说有的时候啊，我也的确有一个想象，就是我希望有一个正常的孩子能够跟他一起玩那个 football 打球。
Uh, I, if I am honest to myself, then sometimes I would have thought that I would like a normal child that I could play football with him.
那有好多次呢，我也祷告主，是不是有可能行一个神奇的医治，能够医治他。
And often, and sometimes I have prayed and asked the Lord if he could give me, have a miraculous healing and heal my son.
很不容易，所以他后来见证到了后面哈。
Then towards the end of his testimony,
他是这样说，他说如果有一天叫我神给我一个机会重新选择我的孩子。
If he said it this way, if the Lord gave me one day an opportunity so I can do it again and choose a son.
他说我情愿，我宁愿仍然选择我今天的这一位孩子。
I'm willing and I'd rather choose this child I have today.
其实那天我我心里是蛮震动的。
I was very shocked and touched that day.
我觉得很不容易。
I thought this is very difficult.
我可能说不出来这种话。
I might not be able to speak such words.
但是如果是，但我知道他们是爱他们的孩子。
So I know that they love their child.
但是另外一个方面，你发现，如果这是神的预备，是神的旨意。
But on the other hand, we see that if this is the provision of God and what God had planned,
对，我情愿拣选神的心意。
I'd rather choose the will of God.
我希望我今天的交通哈，我这两次的交通
，these last time and this time my sharing，
我就是盼望说我们被提醒。我们是否从主那边有一个吸引
？I would like us to see if we can be reminded that do we have a draw from the Lord？
那我们是否愿意做一个常常答应主说“主啊，我情愿”的人
？And are we someone who would often be able to accept the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm willing, I'd rather"？
好，但愿我们。都在这个常常答应主说我情愿的这个里面呢，我们建立了许多属灵的品质。
While we often respond to the Lord, say, "I'm willing and I'd rather," in this, that may we have established a lot of spiritual quality.
那我们有一个结束的祷告。
Let's end with some prayers.
主啊，谢谢你给我们一个机会，再次的用这个方式聚在你的面前。
So we thank you for giving us once again this opportunity that we can gather in this manner.
但愿在这个荒凉的时代
May it, during this time of desolation,
恢复我们那个向你起初的爱
that our love towards you would be, our first love towards you will be recovered.
主啊，你得着许多的玛利亚
May you gain many Marys.
得着许多愿你回应我情愿的人
Gain many people who will respond, "I'm willing, I'd rather."
愿你多多的得着我们，也叫我们心完全的归给你。
May you apprehend more of us that our hearts will be given solely unto you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.